mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. During Holy Week, I was pleased to see so many of you here at our midweek services, and so I've missed you this week and Easter week, where we don't gather like we do during Holy Week. And I thought a lot about that, and I found this meditation from the canon at the cathedral in Denver at St. John's, Charles Lafond, who talks about how we really need two Holy Weeks, one leading up to the Passion and then one celebrating the Resurrection. So I share this reflection with you. We work so hard at getting the agony right, and then the ecstasy stands waiting in our exhaustion like a puppy with a new bone in the house full of hungover liturgists. Why do we spend so much time and energy on a week of suffering and then collapse into exhausted silence for the second week of holy joy? Jesus pulls us from sleep to dance, but we go right back to the routine, as if cooking a four-course meal only to collapse into bed from the effort, leaving the meal to sit on the table with no guests. Where did everybody go? How could we have so imbalanced a story? And so I offer a recalibration that there's time for shame and guilt, but it must be balanced with some surprise and some joy. So there are two Holy Weeks and six stepping stones. Our usual Holy Week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, a day of washing, a day of thunder, and a day of waiting and dawning. But then a new Holy Week, a day of wonder, a day of hospitality, and a day of encounter. So the first three great days, and then a quiet one, Maundy, Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday. And each we acted out in relentless liturgical detail what Jesus suffered. We walked each bloody step. We did what we needed to do to move the events and their theology from our books to our heads and then to our bodies. And Saturday night turned to Sunday morning as we shifted gears by singing the Exultant and welcoming the happy morning after a long night. But what about Easter Monday? What about Easter Tuesday, Easter Wednesday, a new Holy Week? So on Easter Monday, I will make up my own liturgy because I have to. The church will not help me. Once the sin, betrayal, torture, and blood was over, the church seemed to lose interest for a while. But I plan on my own liturgy for these next three Triduum days of joy, and I want it to be every bit as physical as when we drag around crosses together, every bit as intentional, every bit as carefully planned out. So for my Easter Monday, I'll call it Encounter Monday, and I'm going to go to a botanical garden and be in the very scene where the three Marys met Jesus. And there I will act out Jesus' encounter in the Easter garden with Mary Magdalene so that my body engages with so much surprise and wonder and joy. From Mark 16, now after he rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene in the garden. On Easter Tuesday, I will go to the market and buy some good fish. I will grill it with friends on an imaginary beach. We don't have to make an imaginary beach. We could actually go to the beach here and eat it with lots of good bread and olive oil and wine and maybe a nip of scotch. We will eat crispy fish, hot and smothered in butter and fresh dill, and imagine what the grilled fish must have smelled like to the disciples who encountered their risen Savior cooking fish for their breakfast as the way he chose to present himself to them. There will be fried naan bread and asparagus and almond butter toffee because I want to physically feel the hot, crispy edges of the fish and taste the velvet of herb butter as a way to make a physical remembrance of Jesus' joyful reunion with his friends. No guilt, no scolding, only smiles and hot fish after a long night. As it said in John 21, when they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. For Wednesday, I'll call it Wandering Wednesday. On Easter Wednesday, I will walk my favorite roads, and I will watch people on the road, and I will seek to encounter some of them. Homeless people are stunning conversationalists. They have nothing to lose in sharing their story. I will act out the encounter on the road to Emmaus with my body. What wonder there was, and there must have been, as they walked the road and encountered Jesus and felt that joy right in their gut. Did not our hearts burn within us? Go downtown with its marvelous shoppers and shops of scented oils and Eastern art and paper for art. I'll walk the streets with antiques and hookah bars and Italian food, art supply shops for calligraphy, and my favorite bar full of potential friends, wonderful, good, kind people, many of them atheists. I will take friends to Chinatown for some dim sum, and we'll talk about John Philip Newell and how our hearts burned within us as he unfolded the scriptures for us. I will drink deep their questions about my white collar and my black shirt, and we will laugh together. From Luke 24. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 and their companions gathered together, and they were saying, "The Lord has risen indeed." So Holy Week, a triduum, 3 days of physical encounter. But why only Holy Week? Why is all liturgical capital spent on suffering, sin, and swooning? Why do we not act out Easter's drama with the same concern for encounter as we do Holy Week? And why is the suffering called Holy Week and not the resurrection? Why can't it be Holy Weeks? Are we even allowed to ask that? Easter week, 3 days, 6 events in Jesus' life that can be acted out in flesh and bone. 6, not 3. So this is the yin and the yang for which I long around this dawning festival day that is the essence of our faith. A balance of grief and joy worked out in my flesh, every bit as physical as it is spiritual. So thanks to Canon Charles LaFond of St. John's Cathedral in Denver for this creative and challenging view of another Holy Week. And just as you were admonished at the beginning of Lent to a 40-day season of discipline and self-denial, I now call you in Eastertide to a 50-day discipline of joy. Go out into the world and be a sign of God's joy and new life, proclaiming Christ's resurrection to all that you meet and all that you see. And may God's peace be with you and all the people of Holy Innocence this day and forevermore. Amen.